So we just wanted to have you in this morning, talk a little bit about, first of all, with the forest products industry in particular. We were talking about it prior to your stopping in here, that we know about it as an industry here in the Upper Peninsula. It is prominent from the standpoint of, obviously, the logging trucks and that part of thing is probably one of the most visible portions of it, but it is really a large portion of the economic backbone of the UP and northern lower Michigan. And tell us a little bit about that. How big of a factor is it here?
It's a huge factor here, and really pleased to be able to come back up this evening and talk to the Economic Club of Marquette County. The industry has been a kind of a foundational part of the Michigan economy for over 100 years. And that's part of the great story. It's renewable. It's sustainable. And in today's global climate marketplace, sustainability is a key driver, not only in the economy, but in what consumers would like. And so for the industry, and particularly up here in the northern part of the state, it's a very large driver in regional economies and the state economy as a whole.
Yeah, there are, of course, like with any other industry, you know, questions about the future of it. We talked with Tom last week promoting the fact that you were coming in here. You know, we are going more and more paperless as a society, and there's always that concern within the industry. But the future looks pretty bright, doesn't it, for forestry?
It does look bright. Again, it's sustainable. It's a renewable resource, one that we have a kind of a foundational strength of here in the Upper Peninsula, in Michigan as a whole. We have over 19.3 million acres of timberlands, forest land, which puts us in the top 4 or 5 of the country. Coupled with that, we have a tremendous labor force, a talented workforce, those logging trucks and producers that do a great job of moving the product through the supply chain to mills that have invested, you know, billions of dollars in the central UP, employing thousands of people. So when you look at the future drivers, it is tied to paper, the paper segment of the market, if you will, or products sort of fall into two categories. The industry itself is very diversified, but the two main categories are those on solid wood housing market and then those on the pulp and, on the pulp and paper side of things. And pulp and paper is tied to advertising. The solid wood side is tied to housing, and we've had, you know, the worst economies perhaps since the Great Depression of the 30s, but yet we were able to weather that. And I think we're coming out of it. As you look at some of the projections between 2010 and 2012, things look like they've stabilized, and they actually look quite bright for the industry as a whole, and particularly, you know, Michigan's strategic role in that. And there's a good story to tell as we look to the future.
The story is obviously got to do with, you mentioned sustainability. You mentioned these kinds of things of renewable resource. These are now what we call sort of buzzwords in the current population. People hear about that. They talk about that. But the forest industry has been living these words for decades, correct?
Correct. Over 100 years. It's part of who we are. I think we learned a lot of lessons from over 150 years ago, from the old Paul Bunyan days, if you will, that sustainability matters. Our long-term, we have to be good stewards. Our long-term economic and environmental viability are intertwined, and you can't have an industry if you're not taking care of the resource. So really what we need to be about today, and part of the message tonight at the Economic Club, will be how can we all be good stewards? How can we be good stewards ourselves? How can we help our neighbors? How can we help our community? How can we help our economy grow?
One thing that I did want to ask you about, Kevin, is you do have a strong background in Lansing, the political scene, and connected there. And as you look at it now with a new administration, new legislature across the board coming in, what are your thoughts in terms of, with the Michigan Forest Products Council, how the future looks now in Michigan for that end of the industry?
It was truly a remarkable change election last week. Historic. The margins of victories by Republicans is something we hadn't seen since, I think, 82 years. So they've swept all statewide offices, including the state house, with a 20-seat turn, and the state Senate with 26 Republicans elected in that body, which has 38, including Tom Casperson from Escanaba joining that body. And that now Republican majority in the state Senate has a 26-seat a majority, which is a supermajority, meaning they don't really need Democrats to pass things in the state Senate. It's an unbelievable election. It seems like Republicans and politicians as a whole and homeless people were campaigning for the same thing last year. Yeah. And that was last week, and that was change. Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of change, not only in the Lake States, but across the country.
Our senator now is going to be Tom Casperson, who's known in the logging industry and in the wood products industry. How does that look like it's going to shape up for the region?
Well, it's something that we're, I think, looking at and assessing the impact. The state's economy has underperformed for the last decade. We've been 50th in all the sort of wrong categories.
Right.
We're 50th in personal income, per capita income. We're 50th in job creation. So the new governor and the new legislature is, I think, rightly so, focused where the people want them to focus, and that is improving our economic competitiveness and jobs. And that is a key opportunity, I think, for the forest products industry to be a part of that answer, be a part of that solution. In fact, if you look at some of the recent surveys, we're doing it again. We have a foundation of strength. In the last decade, while a lot of the segments, 22 other segments in the Michigan economy, underperformed versus competitor states, according to the Business Leaders of Michigan, agriculture and forestry outperformed our competitive states. In other words, we were leading the nation. Mm-hmm. We saw a 16% increase, actually, in bio-based businesses in the state and a number of jobs in that sector.
And that's one area that you deal with that people don't necessarily put two and two together as far as the renewable fuels and things like that. That's a big part of forestry, right?
I think it is. And as you look at some of the new technology, some of the state-of-the-art mm-hmm. technology and second-generation cellulosic ethanol biofuels, which is another... large investment in a commercial scale facility in the eastern UP, as well as some of the biopower players right here in Marquette County with Renewal Fuels and their partnerships with UPCO and others looking at that pellet, biofuel, biopower growth is a main part of the, I think, a key part of the future. And what they're, of course, we're trying to do is maximize the resource, use 100% of the resource where there's no waste, and allowing new competitive markets to grow at integrated facilities. Verso Paper, for example, is moving into biochemical and biopower at a time when they're still making pulp and paper out of the same wood chip. And that helps that facility maintain their competitiveness for the future.
Without tipping your hand too much, your chat this evening with the Economic Club of Marquette County, you're going to discuss what we've been talking about?
Yes.
Or what else you got in mind for
yes,
them?
Yes, a lot of what we've been talking about. I think what we'll focus on is sort of a theme of renewal, which is very consistent with the forest products industry and where we're headed for the future. A little bit of the impact mm-hmm. Of the midterm elections and what we might see as major issues in 2011. And then finally, what we all can do as a community to be good stewards and grow the resource and grow the economy.
Well, it'll be coming up this evening. It's at the Ramada Inn in Marquette. Starts with a social hour.
Yes.
At 6 o'clock, and followed by the dinner and the presentation. And you can still get involved if you're interested. You can contact the Ramada Inn. I believe they have a number there that we'll post.
Or MarquetteEconomicClub.org will have all the information posted there as well. So appreciate you stopping in this morning, Kevin. Sounds like an interesting chat here this evening. Welcome back close to home.
Yes.
I guess.
And, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone again.